Shannon Booker drives around Wrangell's 9-hole golf course in a cart, pointing out areas of destruction.
And they started out in the wet, mossy areas, and now they've graduated not only in the wet, mossy areas, but you can see the wet, grassy areas as well.
Ravens have torn extensive holes in the fairways of the course with their beaks and feet. It looks like a farmer went through with a rototiller to prepare the land for planting.
We have AstroTurf for greens, and had we have had natural grass, I think that the Ravens' destruction would put us under. I don't think that we would be able to survive if they had torn into the greens.
As it is, they've had to reroute two of the holes to avoid the damage and make allowances for players to move their balls out of the rough areas with no penalty.
No closer to the green, of course.
Booker says this is the first time Ravens have extensively damaged the fairways since the course opened in 2001. Local gardener Susan Wiseagle says the birds are likely going after crane fly larvae and pupae. The large mosquito-like bugs are starting to appear in Wrangell later this season than in other years. Other golf courses in Southeast, both north and south of here, are having similar problems. Morgan DeBauer is the owner and manager of Mount Fairweather Golf Course in Gustavus. He says the Ravens started picking at his course last year, but this year the damage is much worse, and he can't do much about it.
They're pulling up the moss with just a little bit of dirt with it, and I can come along and mow it, and it kind of dissipates it, but if it's wet, it's just like mowing paste.
But he thinks, ultimately, the birds may be helping.
And I figure they're actually doing a long-term benefit. You know, the way Mother Nature works, benefit is that they're aerating the ground.
DeBar says he thinks they're controlling pest outbreaks as well. Roger Sundovich at the golf course in Sitka says they were having problems with ravens ripping up the fairways earlier this summer, but they've already stopped picking at the grubs. He says it's a tough situation because the ravens are causing hundreds of thousands of dollars of damage, but you can't do much about it. Ravens are protected by the International Migratory Bird Treaty, and to kill or remove them, you have to get a special permit. Additionally, Don Hutchinson-Stevens, a member of the Kiksadi Raven Clan, says the birds are significant to the Tlingit.
The raven is important to us because he brought us the sun, moon, stars, and he's also a trickster. He's much smarter and prettier than the eagle, as far as I'm concerned. I'm a raven, so.
She says the birds are viewed as the clan's ancestors, and injuring them insults members of the Raven Clan. Booker at the Wrangell Golf Course says they do not plan to hurt the protected birds.
It's sad. I don't like to see the golf course in this kind of shape, but there's not much we can do about it.
For now, playing around the destruction is just a new added challenge to the course. For KSTK, I'm Ann Hillman in Wrangell.